brother. What's up?
This is a deep recording, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it. Stop right on.
There's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate.
You know we've got to find a way
to bring some love in here today. Oh, picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality.
Sister,
talk to me,
sister,
so you can see.
My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Welcome back to the Edge of Darkness on this Thursday night. Yeah, it's interesting. Sunday afternoon, I had to go to the airport and pick up my friend who I'd served a year in Vietnam with. Of course, I was there 21 months. He was there a year. And 40 minutes after I picked him up, I was scheduled to pick up the wife. Well, she came in on Terminal 4 in Phoenix, and it is a massively long way to go pick up your luggage. As far as I'm concerned, neither one of them are smart enough to lighten up their load with what they take with them to be able to carry it on the plane and stick it up above your head. But then I don't fly anymore, so I'm not even sure if they're even doing that stuff. So I picked them all back up, got back here. Raymond and I got to work till God knows what hour of the night. And he was planning on staying here till Thursday and wound up leaving yesterday. And if you listen to my program yesterday, I had a whopping hour's sleep Tuesday night. Got up, got him to the airport early because I know when rush hour begins in Phoenix now. A good hour and a half prior to whenever it did years ago. Got something to eat on the way back, came home, did an hour or so worth of some work, some preparation to meet with a Veterans Administration guy next week, and passed out, slept till 1:30 yesterday afternoon, got up, did the program. And as these two-hour programs, because I think most of you know, I come to the microphone prepared to work. Whether it was a one-hour program or a two-hour program, I rarely lay down. I work very hard to put together the things that we do on this program and the statements. Now, I've heard some folks comment, well, you know, there's some folks that you're not really appealing to during this time slot because you're not having guests on, you're not taking callers. Years ago, I used to have guests on the program. Kelly was one of the rare ones. But I had some other guests, interesting people, people I had no dislike about. But I began to realize that they wanted to be guests on my program because we had a pretty sizable audience back in the days of shortwave. And that they would be able to line their pockets by selling something. And, of course, never shared the proceeds with me, but then I never asked for it. But I look back and say I would never do it that way. I would, if I were going to be a guest, I would offer to share. The caller situation is one that I'm sure bothers some of you. Amongst the things that I witness on RBN is that in so many instances, it's the same callers, hour after hour, broadcast after broadcast, program after program. And I have to say to myself, why? If they want to be calling all these programs, and in many cases causing problems, there's one particular broadcaster at this network whose name I will not mention. It's not important. It's the mindset of what's going on in the world. This individual used to call in on a wide range of the programming here at RBN and continued to call in on John Stadtmuller's program to the point that he banned all calls coming in from this individual to his program, to anyone's program. The sad thing is, in my personal opinion, is this individual now has a program on this network. I don't understand that mindset. Amongst the reasons I don't take callers is because I work. I put massive amounts of time in to prepare a program and a presentation, whether it's dealing with cancer and health issues, whether it's economics, whether it's general commentary, maybe it's satire. Maybe we occasionally go back and do what I did this past Tuesday, which is when I went back and because I was so totally out of it. And frankly, I wasn't so totally out of it Tuesday. I had a massive day of work with Raymond. Raymond is our legal counsel. He happens to be our accountant. He's handled our taxes for 40 years. He and I had a lot to do. I could not afford the prep time and 2-hour time to do a program. And so we went back into the calendar. We went back to 2016, I think it was, and aired this very enjoyable music program dealing with the music of the Eagles. And I was surprised the number of texts and emails that I received from people thanking me for that, how much they thoroughly enjoyed it. Thanking me for the special attention we paid to, I'm blanking on his name right now, who had passed away that year. I have other programs that I can dip in and do of a musical nature. Sure, we can pull Ella. I got a two-hour set that I did on Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan. Interesting. I've got several CDs of that concert. One's a DVD. I enjoy music. There's times that taking a break and doing music on the program is for the fact that all of us, whether myself as a broadcaster or yourself as a listener of this program or other programs, we need a break from the politics. We need a break from the news. Because it's the same old stuff, no matter where you go. It's the same stories, the same news, the same nonsense, the same crapola, the same lies and deceit. The very things I talked about during the first hour of this program today. The things that we're being misled down the garden path to. Or maybe you just tune in to listen to all the variations of the same stories day after day after day. As I used to do on Friday nights when I would do a full musical program, my argument and my, it wasn't an argument. It was an enjoyable, calming comment to make. It's time to shut down. No news, no commentaries tonight. Grab your spouse around the arms and around the waist and dance for an hour, 2 hours. Enjoy yourselves. Relax. I think few of us have that time. People are constantly trying to get my wife and I to go here, go there. I'm too beat out to do it. I've got a friend I've not seen for, my God, not since last May. Lived across the street from my son's house that I did the renovation on so many years ago. And I not only would go out, usually spend Friday nights with him, several nights a month, but it's been May of last year since I've been there. I don't think it was May of last year. I think it was May the year before. I've lost track. A lot of that had to do with my health issues and the heart attack and the stupid catheter and all the crap that went along with it. And there's times I don't want to drive that far because I'm tired, I'm worn out, I'm weak. I didn't eat until some 3 hours ago today. Last night. Even I'd slept till, you know, whatever time yesterday, got up, did the program, et cetera, et cetera. My friend's gone. I had to tear my bed apart, get the sheets and everything washed. Oh, what the heck? Let's go ahead and throw another load of laundry in. I did 3 loads of laundry last night. Got them all dried, got the bed remade, got the clothes all rehung. A few other things are still hanging over. Shit, chairs, etc. I'll take care of after I get off the air tonight. But the things that have to be done. I've got tax issues I need to work on. And I've not been able to do it for 2 days now. And yet the day before, I was putting in 4 hours, 5 hours at a time. Once Raymond got here, I couldn't do any of it. But that's typical. Don't try to concentrate in doing anything when you got a guy who was born and raised in New York. Because they never shut up. And what the hell? I guess either do I. Let's move on. I don't generally take that kind of time on a program and babble. But I guess I've done it tonight. We're facing some interesting economic things. Amongst some of the things that I've commented on, I've watched listeners contact me for to purchase gold and silver. And once again, callers that come through off the programming through this network that make purchases through my firm, Kettle Moraine Limited, in a roundabout way through our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals. This network participates. They get a piece of the action, so to speak. Whatever the profits are, this network gets a portion of it. And for the last 5-6 months, the market has tanked. I have written so little business the last few months, it's almost appalling. I've never, in 30 years or more of being in this business, have I ever gone through the kind of dead times we're going through now. Why? Gas prices are too high. Food prices are too high. My wife got home the night before yesterday, or maybe it was yesterday. She'd bought a gallon of milk. She couldn't get what she wanted. She wanted 2%, but she said they were sold out of it. So she bought a regular gallon of, you know, full-blown vitamin D, whatever the case may happen to be. I went to pick the bottle up last night, the jug up last night to look at it, and something didn't look right. It had like something on the outside of the jug, looked like dust or crud or I don't know what. And I had a half a cup of the stuff. I know, get angry at me and chew me out. I had it with 5 Oreo cookies because I was in the mood. Something I haven't done in quite a while. Now, the milk didn't make me sick. But my son-in-law got up this morning, went to have some and said, oh my God, what the hell's wrong with this stuff? It wasn't right. And son of a gun, he looks at the jug, the stuff has expired. How does a store not even see that and pull it off the damn shelves and get rid of it? Insane. My point being is possibly amongst the reasons for the lack of business that I'm involved with sales, is the gas prices are up. The food prices are up. Some of the things that we've talked about this week on the program, on yesterday's program, we're looking at medicine prices that are up. Drugs. Doesn't matter if you've got insurance or discount cards, they're still jacking us up. These things have to be cared for. But I also say to you, I don't normally sit here. I don't go, give me a call and buy some gold and silver. Invest some money. Well, the term invest typically means you're under the impression you're going to buy something and it's going to increase in value and you're going to make money. All right, that's fine. But the word invest in gold and silver from me comes from the standpoint that I'm talking about investing in security for the future, not profit, with the Wall Street mentality. I did some shopping today for a client of mine who I've dealt with for a lot of years. And he was the brother of a secretary that I had years ago. I've not spoken with her for a long time. He said she's still got the same phone number. She's doing all right. I may ever give her a call just to say hello. A client got a hold of me because he wants to buy some silver. Now, it's very interesting because his approach to me was different than it's ever been before. He is an attorney. He is an attorney that specializes in accidents. Now, depending on where you live, you may see billboards all over your valley. I don't care where I drive in Phoenix. If there's billboards up there, you can't go a half a mile without seeing billboards for, you know, get a hold of the husband or wife attorney. You know, get a hold of the Turner and Toe. That's not their real name, but it rhymes. And the kicker is most of those legal firms do it for the money. The faster they can turn a case over and get something for it, the more money they'll spend on billboards because they're... But the problem is very few, if any, of those that are spending all that money are able to compete with this client of mine who's been doing this longer than anybody in this valley that's out there doing this stuff. And he's got a far greater winning factor going on and has pulled in a lot more money for his clients. So there's times that many of these companies come to him for assistance to take over a case. But he contacted me a few days ago, began to inquire about silver. But he wasn't sure. Maybe he should look at gold. And these guys bought a lot of gold from me. $3-4 million over the years. And not uncommon for him to do $200,000 a year. Got a hold of me, wanted to inquire about some silver. Well, silver's been interesting. Got a hold of my supplier. The silver prices have come down. The cost that I pay above spot is considerably less than it's been. I inquired about 1 ounce silver rounds, but I figured just because my client has got an interest of saving the almighty buck, he inquired about 1 ounce silver bars. Well, I get a hold of my supplier and I begin to inquire and find out that right now the rounds are less expensive than the bars. And of course, they come to you in tubes of 20. Don't try to take 20 1 ounce bars. You're going to have to wrap them up in tin foil and stick a rubber band around them or something. So finally, I shot him some figures today, and he extended back a couple of inquiries. I started doing some looking around to see some of the prices that are out there. Oh, and I'm sure I could keep looking and find some others that are cheaper, but they're not going to do business with this guy the way that I do. And when I finally give him figures, he comes back and says, get me 2 boxes. I want 1,000 ounces. So we got it taken care of. Saved him a chunk of money off of what I'd originally quoted him. But that's partially because by that time I knew he wanted to look at 1,000 ounces. I'm getting better buys at that level, et cetera, et cetera. In this guy's case, his product will get shipped to me and I will deliver to him. Why? Because I deliver to his office. And he does not particularly want packages being delivered where his secretaries, etc., get to pick up a very expensive box and try to move it, and they determine exactly what it is. No, he and I handle this delivery stuff late at night when no one else is around except him. Typically, I'll deliver him 7, 8 o'clock at night. Makes sense. Guy's got more vaults in his office than you can believe. They're all built into the back of closets. Hilarious. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. So what's going on in the world? Well, kind of the thing I began to lean toward the fact that my business is down, partially, I think, because of what it's costing to stay alive out here. I think there's some other reasons it's down, but I'm not going to discuss them here. I begin to look at the fact that consumers in this country have been forced into what we might call a debt binge. Historic. People in this country are going into debt as if tomorrow will never come. But then, of course, tomorrow always arrives eventually, doesn't it? What we're witnessing right now is truly a historic debt binge. To many of the experts, it seems like there's no end in sight to the unrestrained spending that is going on. That, of course, I find interesting, because when people have been held down for so long and they get their credit cards, because you've done such a good job, we're increasing your limit, and people say, oh, goody, goody. Honey, let's feel good tonight. Let's go out to dinner. Let's go to a show. We can go to see a movie that's nothing but a remake of something that was made 20, 30, 40 years ago. And we'll be able to remember the old one and the new one and blah, 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 blah. U.S. consumers in this country are going to record levels of debt because they are feeling good about things. Or maybe because they're trying to survive in an increasingly harsh economic environment. You see, in case you haven't figured it out, in America today, the cost of living has become exceedingly oppressive. Employers are laying off very large numbers of workers. And poverty and homelessness have been absolutely exploding all over the country. And yet millions of households in this country are just barely hanging on by their fingernails. And many desperate consumers have been piling up debt in a frantic attempt to stave off the inevitable. Or get a weekend at a hotel. Or take the wife out to expensive dinner. Or be able to take care of some health issues. According to new data that was recently released by the Federal Reserve, a consumer borrowing has increased much faster than expected during the month of December. Oh, but it was Christmas, man. I mean, you can't tell your kids that Santa Claus couldn't have made it this year, Jim. No, they're out there like damn fools spending the buckos. Crazy thing is, for the last 2 years, I have not gone out and bought a single Christmas present for anyone. I'll tell you that story when we come back from the break. Yeah, let's dance with Kim and stick a break on, baby. Guess we're not danced with Kim yet. But that's okay. We'll do what we got to do when Michael gets it. People in this country did not rein in their spending. But I'm going to dance with Kim because I don't have to pay for it. Stay with me.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Kim Novak. I can see that dancing scene in Picnic. It never goes away. It never gets out of my head. Amazing. Talking about consumer spending, believe it or not, in November, consumer borrowing increased by $23.75 billion, more than doubling economists' expectations for a $9 billion increase. They sent outstanding credit balances north of the $5 trillion mark for the first time on record. And that monthly increase during the critical holiday shopping month was driven by higher rates of revolving credit. They soared by $19.5 billion, third highest monthly increase on records, going all the way back, but records going all the way back to 1943. And for a long time, U.S. consumers were able to handle rapidly rising debt levels, but now it appears that we're reaching a breaking point. We're being told that delinquencies are at their highest level since 2012. That the sharp increase in credit balances is starting to be cause for concern. Credit card usage with this buy now, pay later usage seemingly surged during the holidays, all on top of already hefty debt loads. I mentioned to you before the break, and there are some mental reasons for some of this as well. I have not done a single bit of Christmas shopping in 2 years. I may have done some stuff for my soon-to-be 20-year-old granddaughter. Her older sister is now, has a child, is married in Illinois. I've not bought a Christmas present for my wife in 2 years. I feel guilty about it. But then she spends so damn much money at Kohl's buying stuff that's, quote, on sale throughout the year that I get to the point I just don't care. How many towels do we need? How many blankets do we need? How many this, that, the other thing? Oh, how much new clothes do you need? My wife's got clothes that half of what she's got she could donate right now because she never wears any of them. It's like the same clothes over and over and over and over and over again. Of course, I wear the same clothes over and over and over and over and over again, but I haven't bought. Oh, I take that back. A year and a half ago, I did have to go out and buy a couple new pair of pants because all of a sudden I wasn't wearing 44s and 42s anymore. I needed 36s. Which is interesting because the first date that I had with my wife was a blind date. Some 4 weeks or so out of the U.S. Army in Vietnam. And I think about the size suit that I was wearing that night. Might have been a size pair of the pants, might have been 34s, 36s. Probably 34s. Went to see Ramsey Lewis, the London House in Chicago. She could have cared less about seeing me again after that date, but we got together. And in May of that year, I asked for her hand in marriage. And in October of that year, we got married. 53 years this year. No, 54 years we're coming up on. But we've got our areas of disagreement. We do our best to stay out of debt or low on debt. This year has been interesting. I've had to do some things that I don't normally do, and part of that's because the business is off. For those of you who've done business with me, you'll notice I don't hammer you. I don't dial the phone to pick up the phone and say, hey, got a hot deal on gold and silver today. You want to buy some? Some folks have got old email addresses that are no longer any good. They've got phone numbers that no longer exist. For that reason and that reason alone, I should probably spend a week putting together some emails just to let folks know that, number one, I'm still here if they need some help. And make sure they've got updated email addresses and phone numbers. The hard part's been I've not had the time to do that. I'm so damn busy with other stuff that need concentration. But they all need concentration. I'm not a time waster as a rule. I have much to accomplish before I go to see Granny. Granny's been in and out of the hospital for the last few weeks. Some heart issues, some breathing issues. She's not my granny. Her name is Jackie. She's been a good friend for a lot of years. I traveled to see her once. Still living in Texas with one of her daughters who's an idiot. Unbelievable. Granny doesn't have much time left. Her brother stays in touch and lets me know. She may have gotten home today or yesterday, but I'm not going to slam her with a phone call. I may give her a call. I can talk to her daughter if need be. What an interesting life we all live in. Insanity of where we're living. Back to our story. Credit card debt. Oh, it can be so much fun. The high interest rates are suffocating people. One recent survey discovered that 56 million cardholders in this country have been carrying balances for at least a year. As a result, I don't carry the balance beyond the month. When the bill comes due, I pay it. I've got an occasional issue. I've got a claim against one particular company right now that was supposed to have credited me back for a service they did not provide me, and they still haven't done it. I got a hold of a credit card company and filed a complaint with them. They're going after the money with these people. And I suspect they still won't get a hold of me. The claim is that roughly 49% of credit card holders carry debts from month to month on at least one card. 56 million cardholders in this country have been in debt for at least a year. All I can suggest is avoid credit card debt if you can, because it's literally financial poison, people. But there is those Americans that have no choice. Because more than 60% of the nation is living paycheck to paycheck. Just trying to pay the bills from month to month is a tough struggle. And how much those cards are getting used to buy your groceries or buy gasoline for your car or get service done to your car or go out to get a new suit because you've been invited to your daughter's wedding and you're going to be the best man, so you got to wear a tux, Dad. Yeah, we got leaders tell us that they have inflation under control. It's a bunch of BS. Recently, there was a restaurant owner that charged $16 for a BLT sandwich. $16! But he claims that because of rapidly rising costs that he only makes $2 a sandwich. Holy moly. Central City Tavern Sports Bar chain. Oh, yeah, the ingredients, bacon, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and bread. That's $5 or more. It's up more than a dollar since 3 years ago. Folks, I remember with days when a trip to the grocery store would cost you about $20. Now $20 will buy you a single sandwich. I hope to God it's not on white bread. And our economic outlook for this year is not promising at all. You look at the numbers, it's horrific. What we're facing in the long term, my friends, is a perfect storm. It's going to result in a complete meltdown of our entire system. The tremendous economic turmoil that we've been experiencing during this administration, believe it or not, is just beginning. Can you believe that? Guy's been in the office how long? How long has he been in office? 3 years? 2 years? I can't even count anymore. It sickens me. If it's 3 days, it's too long with this jerk. When's the next presidential election? Is that this year? 2 years from now? I don't even know. I lose track. I stopped voting for presidents years ago because it was a total waste of time. The only persons that I vote for are local ones that we can make a lot of difference with. As much as we would like to make a difference at the federal level, we must start at the local level. And damn it, people, we just can't seem to do that very well, can we? It's appalling. Just sickening. These are the things that we face each and every day. But I will share this with you. If you have in the past been a buyer of things that are gold and silver, whether you've dealt with me or not, is not the issue. Do what you can afford to do. If I can be of help and guidance, I invite you to give me a call at 602-799-8214. Many older listeners have our old number, which we finally had disconnected out of many, after many, many years of nothing but problems with it. The new number is 602-799-8214. And it's a sell. You can leave a voicemail on it. You can text me at that number. Just make sure at least I got a first name when you even send a text. And be happy to guide you in some areas that may be quite foreign to you. I walk away from the whole mentality of the $20 gold pieces and the certified coins, etc., etc., because it's somewhat riskier. Oh, it's beautiful, good, neat stuff. But they tend to be grossly overpriced. We just did a transaction here for a client a while ago for 1,000 ounces of silver. I just blanked. I'm passing out. You realize that? I'm at the end of this program tired. That happens to me sometimes. Oh, my word. The point is that I'm happy to give you guidance and counsel. The information that we provide you at our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals, is not of a nature where I'm trying to sell something. Okay? I don't do that. Not on the website. I just don't do it. Where did all these stupid things come up? My God. And a whole bunch of things popped up that I couldn't figure out why they were even open. Anyway, I have always believed, and I have a certain amount of this for this reason. If we have to get it moved in the middle of the night, and I got to worry about kids and grandkids, and a wife, and other important things, I want funding that is portable. I could have 41-ounce or a quarter-ounce British sovereigns, which are still recognized all over the world. I could have those in a tube in my pocket. I could look at the Valcombi 1x10 bars. 1 ounce gold bar. Comes encased, everything. 4.9's fine, completely breakable into 1/10th ounce pieces. And your cost would be $60 to $70 less per 1/10th ounce than you would pay if you went out and bought 1/10th ounce American Eagles. You can learn more about that by taking a look at Sierra Madre. As a rule, I don't do lots of advertising on it. I'm not pushing a lot of product there. I'm not a high-pressure tactic guy. I never have been. You want to pick up, 1,000 ounces of silver? Yeah, you can do that. You're going to find it quite affordable. Very, very, very affordable. Let me just take a fast peek at something here. Come on. We got to, why did I do that? Oh, how did those things get out of whack number-wise? Oh, because of the K. Nah, I don't have three Ks in my folder, okay? No KKK, none of that stuff. Bennett, you're whacked. Totally whacked. Where the heck is this thing I'm looking for? That's what a mess I'm in. I'm tired. I'm looking forward to catching some Z's, baby. Thousand ounces of silver. Spot at the time we wrote this was 2280. Silver's been very quietly moving upward today. I started looking at 1 ounce silver rounds, the same exact one that I've acquired for this client. My God, the prices I was finding was insane. I mean, I almost felt guilty quoting this guy $25.39 an ounce. And, you know, I'm thinking he's got to get ticked off. Might not like this stuff at all. So then I go over and take a look at, you know, one of my suppliers. All right. Oh, by the way, that's interesting. Spot's up 12 cents an ounce since he and I talked. Oh, it's up 30 cents since I wrote this guy's order 2 hours ago. Yeah. Take a fast peek here. Let's see. Come on, you turkey. All right, here's another company that theoretically is very well priced. And you start talking about what this guy wants to buy. And let's take a look. Come on. Why isn't that the one I'm wanting? I'm fried. Well, not a big deal. I'll probably post this up on the site tonight. I don't know why I'm not able to find what I'm looking for. Oh, well, that's why. Here. I had it. I'm stupid. It's not the one I want. Yeah, it's fine. We could pull these things up for right now with spot where it's at. Which is at 22.92. When this guy and I locked this trade in a while ago, it was 22.80. We're up 12 cents in the last 2 hours. I got this guy's stuff for $25.39 each. I go to this company over here, which is one of the lowest price companies in the country. They were quoting him $26.46. A dollar difference. A dollar. I take that back. I apologize. It's bigger than that. They're quoting $26.46. I was at $25.39. Big difference. Give us a call, 602-799-8214. I didn't realize it was this late. Thanks for being patient with me tonight. I'm worn out. I think we got to go. Take care of yourselves, and I'll, Lord willing, see you next week. Without apology. I am out of here, baby.
We will not be the last. Look around now. These are the days of the beggars and the choosers. This is the year of the hungry man, whose place is in the past. Hand in hand with
ignorance and legitimate excuses. The rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have too much, but we're taking our chances, say. I sang 20 years and a day, but nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flame. It's hard to love, there's so much to hate. Hanging on to hope when there is no hope to speak of. In the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time. Charity, charity is a coat you wear twice a year. Yeah, this is the year of the guilty man. Your television takes a stand, and you find that what was over there is over here. So you scream from behind your door, say what's mine is mine and not. I may have too much, but I'll take my chance and say, I sang it 20 years and a day, cause nothing changed. The human race found some other guy and walked into the flames. It's hard to love, Jesus has so much to hate. Hanging on to woe, there is no hope to speak out. In the wounded skies above, say it's much too late. Then maybe we should all be praying for time.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.